Today we're talking with Dr. Michael Otto about the discontinuation of medications. And Dr. Otto is a professor of psychology at Boston University and the director of translational research program at the Center for Anxiety and Related Disorders. Dr. Otto, let me ask you the first question. Why might a patient discontinue taking medications for an anxiety disorder?
Patients have a wide variety of reasons. When we first started the program, it was for women who wanted to become pregnant and wanted to be medication-free during that stage of life. Also, we have a variety of people who come because they've always preferred to be medication-free. They start taking medication in acute distress for the disorder, but over time, they wanted to see if they could do it themselves, and we're looking for an alternative to come back off the medication.
What kind of medications are you talking about exactly?
We started our program around what has been argued to be the most difficult discontinuation, which is having people with panic disorder who want to come off benzodiazepine medication, alprazolam, for example, clonazepam. We then took the principles that we had from that program and extended them out for people taking SSRIs, antidepressant medications, for their conditions.
So can you talk a little bit about the ramifications of stopping a medication? Are there relapse of symptoms or withdrawal or anything else?
All the above. For the benzodiazepines, patients face a number of converging problems that can create symptoms for them. When you discontinue benzodiazepines, even with a slow taper, you tend to get withdrawal-related sensations. And one of the difficulties is that those sensations mimic the original anxiety disorder. Feeling anxious, feeling agitated, a variety of flu-like symptoms, ringing in the ears, odd taste in the mouth, headaches, in addition to the anxiety symptoms. And there's the observation in early work that those symptoms for patients were often as bad or worse than the pre-treatment condition. And so for panic patients, we were faced with both helping them respond differently to the withdrawal sensations and treating the recurrence of the disorder. And that is one important differentiation for the patients, to realize what is a temporary symptom to withdrawal and what is a recurrence of the disorder. And, of course, one can push forward the other. Having anxiety symptoms part of withdrawal can lead a person to say, oh, my gosh, it's all coming back, and restart some of the anxiety cycles that led to difficulties in the first place. So our program was aimed at using the same elements of treatment to try to address both those sources of distress. The antidepressant medications are a little bit different. The withdrawal has now been documented that some patients do get withdrawal with the shorter-acting agents, but generally you're much more focused on the return of the anxiety disorder and providing patients with the treatment they need to get off the medication and keep the disorder at bay.
So how can clinicians help their patients who experience these kinds of difficulties?
The research has been most prominent in panic disorder. There's been some research in generalized anxiety disorder, and interesting enough, there's been research around insomnia. And in each of those cases, the treatments that have done the best have been using cognitive behavior therapy that is aimed at the disorder the patient has. So part of it is, if we're going to take them off medication, they need an alternative set of skills taught by the cognitive behavior therapist to help them treat the disorder. At the same time, when we know patients are especially sensitive to withdrawal effects like they are in panic disorder, is to give them skills to prepare them for the withdrawal phase of coming off the medication and give them the skills to get past that. And for panic disorder, prominent for those skills is interceptive exposure, helping patients learn a different way of reacting to the symptoms of anxiety and to the withdrawal effects, and also preparing them for the short-term difficulty that they're going to have when withdrawal is really strong. We have what we call a benzodiazepine flu model to help people use the skills that we all have at getting through a flu, because you know it's short-term. You've been getting over flus most years of your life, and you know how to tolerate those symptoms and do well with them. We try to apply those skills to coming off the benzodiazepines while also providing the broader treatment to shut down the panic disorder. And that's the effect we see. The research shows that patients can actually be at lower distress once they come off the medication when they get the full range of skills taught in cognitive behavior therapy.
And so that's the larger range of skills you're talking about is cognitive behavioral therapy.
Cognitive behavioral therapy. Yeah, all the research in those three disorders has been cognitive behavioral therapy to, all the research has showed really strong results. Cognitive behavioral therapy for panic disorder, for generalized anxiety disorder, and also replacing sleepers, helping people coming off their insomnia medication. In some studies with that same effect of having people sleep better with the alternative intervention when they come off the medication.
What else might be helpful for clinicians to know about this?
Well, it's interesting. When you're coming in to help a patient with a discontinuation, you have to remember you're the second clinician on the case. And helping the patient work with what may have been a very biological conception of their disorder and the necessity of a biological treatment to adopt a much more general biopsychosocial model. For the psychologists and social workers that may be doing this work, it's also providing good liaison with the prescribing clinician so that everybody has a sense of being on the same team, working better to help a patient get a different way of controlling their disorder.
Thank you, Dr. Otto.
Thank you.
And this is Jean Tycro for ADAA.